Welcome, everybody. April 3rd, 2012. Satnam, Waheguru, Om Namo, Gurudev Namo. We have the angels and guides here with us today on this most significant, awesome, wonderful, and powerful period of time. So thank you for all that are here, seen and unseen, known and unknown, finite and infinite, of which we all are everything. Yes. So we're really happy at the moment. Yogi Bhajan smiling. I see Yogi Bhajan smiling and my heart feels happy. So just breathe in, and he's saying, breathe in and feel my love. He's like, okay, I know you're excited, Kira. Just take a breath and have everybody take a breath and just kind of get centered. And he's saying, feel the love of the infinite being flooded into your hearts, into everybody's heart chakras. And he's saying, flush out the old, the new, a new wave is beginning. So he's wanting us all to be prepared for the new energies. So it's a deep breath, connecting with the mother, flooding light through our hearts, making way for the new superhighway of light, he's saying. Prepare for the new superhighway of light that's coming through. Bigger than a, he's saying it's a 10-dimension highway. He's making a joke, like a 10-lane highway and beyond. Said it's a 10-dimension highway. So make room in your heart, he's telling us. Okay, sir, thank you. He's like, okay, good. Now I have permission to proceed. Okay, so we are very relieved at the moment, as I was saying, because tonight we finally have Mercury going direct. We've had Mercury in retrograde, so if anybody's been feeling that, they've been hurry up and waiting and trying to move forward but not able to. Because we've had Mars in retrograde, which is going direct on Friday, which is really good news. And Friday is also wonderful because Friday is Good Friday. Of course, that's a good day for Mars to go direct. And then we have Easter Sunday. So a lot of wonderful new energies are, the next level is being, the next transmission is being brought through during this time. So Sirius Sat's happy that we're all here initiating in these new frequencies. Thank you, sir. We have a most interesting, beautiful configuration right now. We just completed Navaratri, which is the Festival of the Goddesses, which you may know, and it's 9 days, meaning 9 moons. So we're relating to the cycles, the moon cycles of the goddess. And this is the most auspicious, spectacular, wonderful Navaratri that we've had in this whole yuga, and we have the supreme Navaratri, Para Lakshmi. Para means supreme. We have 2012 is the return of the goddess. This Navaratri signifies the return of the goddess, the supreme Lakshmi, onto the earth. And during these 9 moons, the goddess, the three aspects of the supreme goddess, has descended on the earth. When you think about it, we have three aspects of Shiva. We have Brahma and Vishnu and Shiva, and then we have the three aspects of the goddess, and we're going to be talking about those. But we have just completed the initiation of initiated the supreme goddess Paralakshmi, as she has descended to reclaim the earth and transform it. And the divine feminine power will transform us, transform the world, transform you back into its perfection, back into its Garden of Eden state. So this 2012 year is very special because she's now been called back. And we're welcoming her onto the earth plane to start, to initiate, to begin the golden age. And this is the moment, the beginning of Navaratri. which was 10 days ago, and now, technically I think 11 days ago, yeah, because it ended, the 9 days ended April 1st, and this period, and with the Easter and the springtime, we now have the initiation of the goddess is now reclaiming her rightful place, reinstating the divine feminine power onto the planet. So we're most happy, and we're most happy that everyone's here with us today, and there's so many just brilliant angels of light just echoing this great joy. So we've got Tara Lakshmi with her primordial energies reclaiming her place, which means that the balance of the feminine being suppressed has been tipped into the frequency and the wave of the goddess coming back onto the planet. So she's now exercising her right to come back into the world, to claim her place into the world, and to transform the world. This is the moment. This is the moment we've been waiting for. So we celebrate. We celebrate the descent of the goddess to the earth plane. This is our current celebration. So we're going to talk about these goddesses and these nine moons and what this all means and what we're anchoring in right now. So we're just going to talk about a minute about the history of Navaratri. And the history of Navaratri says that when a demon who was called Mahishara acquired unbeatable powers, he started taking away innocent lives. And I think we have been seeing that during the Piscean Age and this history on the earth, the wars that we don't want. And so it's said that Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu, and Lord Mahesh, the Holy Trinity, united their supreme powers and created Durga out of the primal Shakti energy. And so Durga entered into a war with this evil demon, and the war extended for 9 days, and on the wonderful 10th day, the goddess Durga beheaded him. So she defeated the demons, and these are the nine nights that signify the festival of Navaratri, and that's what we've been going through. So what we have is we have the beautiful goddess Durga in all of her forms for 9 days. And so what she does is she gathers all of the divine feminine powers that are required to vanquish the evil demon and to release the earth from these demonic powers. So on the 10th day is the day that is celebrated as the release from these evil powers. So what does this all mean? What's the archetype trying to tell us? And what does it mean to worship the goddess Shakti in her forms, Shiva Shakti, to birth the feminine in these forms at this time? So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about that the first three nights are the worship of Durga. So Durga has the power, this aspect of Shakti, this aspect of the divine feminine, is Durga. So you might know the image, she's riding the tiger, and Durga has the power to destroy all of our impurities, vices, defects, and to restore our purity and perfection. And then we have the second three nights, we have Lakshmi. And Lakshmi is the goddess of prosperity, the goddess of wealth. So she destroys the demon of poverty and grants inexhaustible wealth and abundance. And then the third aspect of Shakti, we have Saraswati. So Saraswati destroys the demon of ignorance and grants knowledge and divine wisdom. So she's the one you see playing the musical instrument. So she brings beauty, and she brings the arts and culture and art and refinement back onto the earth. So the nine nights of the fierce fighting produce the power, bring forth the power of the goddess back onto the earth. And each goddess takes her turn to do battle for, to bring these beautiful qualities back onto the planet. And the way it's looked at in this mythology is that the qualities of ignorance or lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment are looked at as demons. And they're said that these qualities actually have an astral counterpart, which are considered to be, as I said, demons. So we need the goddesses, the energy of the pure divine feminine to come forward and slay the dragon of these demons and shine so much purity through the veil of illusion that the pure intensity of the innocence and the power of the divine feminine just shatters the veil of illusion and just destroys the innocence and restores the beauty onto the earth. So this is what we're working with right now. We're working with this power. And then we go into, as I said, Good Friday and then Easter. So during this time, we want to remember that what we're doing at this time. And we want to remember when we're working with the different goddesses that we can invoke their power. We can invoke their power. We can put a picture of Durga on our altar. We can put a picture of Lakshmi on our altar. We can put a picture of Saraswati on our altar and invoke those archetypical qualities, the power of those qualities. We're talking about the power of the divine feminine. And just with our passion, with our meditation, with our light, as we do our breathing and project the power out our third eye, we can send those powers into the collective, into the matrix, to break up the darkness. Lakshmi is soul-oriented. That's how she, one way she brings through her prosperity. So it's a good time to be very clear about direction. So to be crystal clear about what direction you're going. And destiny is direction. And embrace your destiny at this time and ask Lakshmi to take you to your destiny, to the wealth of your destiny, to the wealth. And you can ride on Durga's tiger and you can go with beautiful, beautiful flow of Saraswati's music. That's one way to really embrace and understand and work with these powers, of the goddesses. And I wanted to, also say that working with these archetypes and working with the power of the divine feminine, bringing the purity back onto earth, that we can talk for a couple minutes about what's happening in the culture around us. We're talking about moving out of 3D into the fourth dimension and beyond. And the light of the goddesses, or the light, each dimension as we go up, we've been talking about the different dimensions, third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension. It's like driving a car. Getting a big truck, getting it into gear, and it gathers momentum. And well, each layer, each dimension has more and more light. So as the light comes through with greater and greater intensity, the darkness of the lower frequencies are shown. And then with the consciousness, the field of ether that we live in, and this has to do with the tattvas that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. Actually, the light, actually, with our awareness, with our consciousness, that becomes so much more powerful that it breaks up the lower frequencies, the lower densities. And what we have happening on the planet right now, as an illustration, because it's very interesting how this is all coming down and breaking up. It was interesting that I was hearing on the radio last night when they were kept playing the news over and over about how Obamacare is being reviewed by the Supreme Court. And Obama kept getting on the radio. They kept playing his recording where he was talking about, oh, it is constitutional, and he's defending it. So he's being, called to task. He's being examined. He's being examined by the light. What is happening? And these the forces of darkness, so to speak, the forces that would take away people's free will, or whatever you want to call it, are being called into question, which is a really huge, huge relief. And it shows how the power of the purity of the divine feminine, the power and the power of the consciousness is starting to awaken people to what's going on. And that is a greater force at this time. We're moving out of the Piscean Age, out of the Kali Yuga, into a time the golden light is coming back onto the planet. And this is what this Navaratri is signifying, this 2012, this Paralakshmi Navaratri is signifying that reversal of fortune, so to speak. And we also had, a couple weeks ago, Obama sign into law something that would give the police, the military, free rein to go into people's houses and arrest them without a search warrant and all that, which is really horrible. But the states, what's pivotal, and it's so exciting right now, is the states are actually taking back their power. The original way that the U.S. was set up was that the states actually retained their sovereignty and had more power than the federal government. Well, over this period of time, we had more and more federal laws where the states have less power and the federal government has had more. And it's the U.S. has become a U.S. corporation rather than sovereign nation states. So what's happened right now is that the states have taken back their power and they're reclaiming their sovereignty, and that they're ruled by the Constitution rather than the federal government. So the illegal control of the U.S. corporation is being broken up. So this is totally really exciting and really huge. So the states are removing themselves from the U.S. corporation, and this reversed the Declaration of Independence, which tells us that if the government gets out of control, the states have the right to get rid of the problem. And that's what we've had. We've had just things just spinning out of control and trillions of dollars being stolen. So Paralakshmi is totally happy, and she is us, she is all of us, and she is here bringing the justice and the power back onto the states. And so this back into the people, into the states. And this means that the military doesn't have to follow illegal orders or fight illegal wars, which more and more people in the military have been dissatisfied with. They're aware that the corruption, more and more people are aware of the corruption. So these are all examples of what we're birthing at this time. And the nine nights of Navaratri also have to do with the dimensions we've been talking about, the nine dimensions. So the first three nights are the first three dimensions. The birth of the earth, the kundalini being released from the crystalline center of the earth, and the inner earth being distilled with light, and the mother nurturing us. And Durga reclaiming the earth as a nurturing mother. She's riding her tiger, declaring, and taking her sword and all of her powerful tools, and cutting away the darkness, reclaiming the earth to be a nurturing place for us. And those are the first three dimensions. And then we move into four, five, and six. Four, five, and six dimensions, which is polarity, unity consciousness, and sacred geometry. So then we have Lakshmi, who's saying, this is how you work with prosperity. This is true wealth. True wealth is when you can feel the unity of everything, when you can go into absolute pure form in your consciousness, in your third eye, and with that power you can bring into form that which will serve all, that which opens up the true field of prosperity, the flow, the divine flow of wealth, which is much more than money. As we've seen, that with all these money being printed and trillions of dollars being printed. That's just one. Exchanging currency is one way that we are wealthy, but we're redefining what wealth is. And yes, we want to have that flow of currency, but not have currency be controlled by the U.S. corporations again. So we've got the next three dimensions. And then with Saraswati, we have 7, 8, and 9. So we move into pure sound currents. And remember, she's playing the veena, the musical instrument. So she brings forth that pure sound. And when we talked about the tapas last time we talked, remember that the access point to jump off the wheel of karma onto the wheel of dharma, working with the tattvas or the elements, is the mantra, is the sacred sound. So it's interesting that we've got Saraswati bringing through these sacred sounds in the seventh dimension, and that takes you, connects you with the mind of God, the eighth dimension, the pranic field, the infinite, and ninth connects you with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, where the direct transmissions from the divine are coming through, which are elevating us to remembering, I am, I am. I am one with the divine. I am divine. I am liberated from all the lower frequencies of being a slave to 3D. I'm liberated into the knowledge and the power of who I am, which is the divine immortal being. So I just think it's really interesting how the nine dimensions of Navaratri and the nine nights, the nine moons, correlate to the dimensions that we've been working with, the Mayan dimensions. So it all works together. It all flows together. So it's just such an important, exciting time. And I'm just feeling Yogi Bhajan saying it's good, breathe. And he's just advising us to breathe. And he's saying, let the starlight come in. And I'm feeling a portal right now. So let that starlight portal just glisten and dance in your energy field and get all charged up with the power of the God, the three aspects of Shakti, the nine moons of Navaratri, and take that forward into Good Friday and Easter Sunday, and allow the Tara Lakshmi to anchor the frequencies of the Golden Age through your energy field and bless you and bless others with the compassion and the kindness and the unending love and the flow of the knowledge of who we really are, which breaks the bounds of the ignorance of slavery and liberates us into the portal for the immortals. So breathe it in. We're just receiving a lot of starlight blessings right now. That's what I'm seeing, this like starburst. And right now I'm feeling that the Serious Things Hub is helping us break up any subconscious patterns that are keeping us tied to 3D. It's a little bit of a mini, kind of little mini white tantra session. So good, just breathe that in. Great, great. And let that flow and let that keep happening. And today, for our chant, we're going to have a lot of fun. So I'm going to invite you to sit back and relax and enjoy this chant to Durga, and just breathe it in, and you can chant along if you like, but it's really important to just feel that energy of Durga, that power, the power of the divine feminine that's connected with the earth, as earth being restored to her powerful place as the divine nurturer of all life, and Tara Lakshmi with her, riding the tiger into the next level, fourth dimension and higher, the Golden Age. So let it come into your heart and just, you know, lay back if you want to, or meditate or breathe, wherever you are. And Yogi Bhajan's here. Looks like he's like conducting an orchestra right now, and everything's great. Let it flow. Any tension, anything you need to release, any thought forms, let them all just dissolve into these higher frequencies. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Hey, my good God. Hey.